things are moving pretty rapidly here in Washington. We did expect to have an outline of a package, or at least the initial package released this morning at about 9:30. But the Senate Republicans and the administration ran into a little bit of a roadblock. And so the hope is that they'll be able to release something official later today, but possibly tomorrow morning. So as we've talked about on a number of occasions, the House has already passed an additional CARES 2.0, if you will, or Phase 4, whatever you want to call it. And that was the HEROES Act back in June. And that was a $3 trillion package that included a number of items that would be of interest to clubs. Specifically, it included an expansion of the Paycheck Protection Program, ran through the Small Business Administration. It would open it up to all 501c organizations. That has not passed the Senate. The president has not signed it. That is just a House-passed piece of legislation. So the eligibility requirements in the Paycheck Protection Program remain. And so that's kind of where the House is negotiating from their position, although they haven't really been engaged in the negotiations going on so far. So what I thought I'd do is, you know, talk about, I was able to get my hands on an early release of what we think is the outline. And right now, it looks like the package is going to be about $1 trillion, which is where the administration wanted to be. And, you know, there's a number of provisions in there that I think would affect clubs. The Paycheck Protection Program, we don't have any details yet, but at a minimum, it's going to be extended. And businesses that have fewer than 300 employees will be eligible to apply for a second loan. There has been some chatter about potentially adding some, you know, new qualifiers, meaning 501c6, maybe 7s. It's really unclear at this point. But I think some of the other provisions that will be of interest to clubs are really important. And I know, you know, as president of my own club, have been very, very helpful. The main one is the Employee Retention Tax Credit. It appears, again, we don't really have any details, but it appears that they're going to enhance that program. They could extend it throughout the year. They could also increase the percentage. This is the program where you can take 50% of an employee's wages up to the first $10,000 and deduct that against your payroll tax. There's legislation that NCA is supporting that would up the percentage to 80% and then also apply it to the first $15,000 of wages per quarter. So a total of 45,000, 80% of 45,000 over the course of 2020. Again, we don't have any details about what's included in the Senate package, but there is some language there that says that they want to enhance the ERTC. So that's really positive. There's tax deductions likely to be in there for employers who are purchasing personal protective equipment, testing, and supplies, certain supplies that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic. And there's also an increase provision in there that reportedly will increase the business meal deduction from its current level of 50% to 100%, which I know is something that restaurants have been very interested in doing, as well as the president. So that could be in there as well. There's also going to be some liability reform provisions in the package. It's a limited liability protection for businesses. Again, you know, we have this sort of broad brushstrokes of all of these provisions, but not the details. So as details get put out, we'll definitely be combing through it and looking to, you know, influence the process as we go. And speaking of the process, what we anticipate happening right now is, obviously, I said the Senate Republicans who control the Senate have been negotiating with the administration. They thought they had a deal, and then they didn't. And that's kind of the process that we go through. This thing will probably fall apart 4 or 5 more times before we get to the end of it. But the process as we see it is the Senate Republicans will put together their package. They'll take that to the Senate Democrats. They'll negotiate, and presumably the House will be engaged at that point, or maybe the next step. So what we anticipate happening is that the House will take its House-passed version, the HEROES Act, and try to, you know, add provisions into the Republican-negotiated package. And the reason they would do that is in order to speed up the process, because otherwise, if the Senate passes a bill and the House doesn't agree to it, then we have to go to a conference committee, and it just extends the process. It can get pretty messy. The unemployment insurance plus up of $600 a week is expiring on July 31st, so there is a little bit of a backstop there to try to get something done prior to that that date. There's also a possibility they could just pass an extension for a number of weeks at the $600 level. But right now, what we're seeing in the package is that they want to drop that $600 a week down to somewhere around $200 as a plus up to the unemployment payments. So there still would be some additional aid that's given to folks who are unemployed, but it would be less than the $600. And the idea is that it would create a situation less likely to create a situation where an employee doesn't want to go back to work because they're making more on unemployment than they would going back to work. So there's provisions in there that are related to that. So that could influence the timing a little bit and a little bit of the process. But at the end of the day, I think the desire is to have this package all wrapped up and enacted the first week of August would, I think, be the last, last backstop. So that's where we're at. We're encouraged. Like I said, employee retention tax credit is a great tool for clubs to be able to manage cash flows and get their employees back to work. So if you haven't availed yourself of that, take a look at it and talk with your accountants and make sure that you're taking advantage of that program.